Yeah, my decision, mine alone. If we could just explain that and obviously put you know, maybe a heads up on for people. The thing we've got here at the club, we need to be 100% together and tight as a unit, as a team, as a group. And I wasn't happy with the way we had a few issues, and I probably should have dealt with it a little bit earlier. But what I can't allow to happen is anything to detract from where we want to go and what we want to do. And that's obviously to get back into the Premier League, and that means players, staff, whoever. And if that's the situation, then you have to do something about it. So it was my choice, it was my decision that we needed to make a change, and obviously I did that, obviously resulting with the news that's come out today.
So basically the relationship between you and Mark, a working relationship, had broken down?
Not broken down. There's just things that, like I say, were detracting us from what we wanted and what I was happy with. Mark's a good coach, works really hard, and I think it's important to put on record that the change wasn't made as a result of our results. I think a lot of people made him out to be the scapegoat, which was as far from the truth as you can get. It's irrespective of results. It's just obviously with the international break and after the Notts Forest game, people would assume then that something had to change, and Mark was the fall guy for that. That wasn't the case. As I say, I could have dealt with it earlier, probably should have done, but I'm pleased with the way things have gone now, and obviously with the announcement we've made today.
Yeah, Mike Phelan hasn't started work here yet. He comes in next week. What will he bring to the setup that perhaps hasn't been there?
Well, vastly experienced. I think it was important for us to go and try and get the best coach we could. And I think Mike's record and Mike's experience goes without saying, where he's worked, what he's done. I've worked with him here. He was a coach here when I was playing here, so I know him. I know him well. And, of course, the experience he's gathered in the time since is probably second to none. So he was the person I wanted in. He was our number one choice, and I'm delighted we've got him.
I think when he left Manchester United, he went on record as saying he felt ready to be a manager. So you know what football fans are like. There'll be a conspiracy theory that he is going to be Norwich's next manager. How do you feel about that?
Not a problem. I wanted to get the best coach in, the best coach that we could have that's going to help us get where we want to go. What I won't do is get somebody in, if you like, who's no threat, if you want to call it like that. You could get in a million coaches. I think you need to go and get the best, and that isn't a problem for me at all. He comes in as first team coach. He'll be working with myself, Gary Holt, and obviously Tony Parks, the goalkeeping coach, on a daily basis out on the grass. He is first team coach. He's not a head of football or a director of football. He's a first team coach.